Come fly with me and you will see the supernatural world we live in. With my gifts in psychic mediumship and the skills I have honed through my paranormal investigations, I can assist my team at FBI Justice in helping solve true crime injustices and aid in the recovery of the missing. Get to know me and how I work as a psychic investigator by reading my book, The Memoirs and Musings of a Haunted Flight Attendant, now available on Amazon.
You're listening to FBI Unsolved. In this episode, we're speaking with FBI's family advocate and sociologist, pulling back the curtain on the shocking true story of foster care. The scariest monsters could be next door. An ongoing murder mystery FBI Unsolved is investigating. Here's your host, managing investigator and broadcast producer Regina Romaine.
You know, we're discussing human trafficking and foster care and really why abortions were banned. I want to introduce Vivian.
Hey, thank you, Regina. I'm really glad to be on when we come to sex trafficking and abortion.
Oh, yeah, we need to talk about the myths. Let me just be clear. We have to talk about the myths. They're always saying, like, anything connected to human trafficking, sex trafficking with foster care is because they ran away or they've aged out. And we know that's not true. It's happening inside the foster care. Yeah, Vivian. Parents of foster care. The foster parents are trafficking them. They don't talk about that.
Well, can I stop you for a second? Because there's also the situations where, you know, it's a family friend. It's a father. It's a neighbor. It's someone that is.
Yeah, Vivian. And also, most trafficking is, like you said, by family. It's not always a stranger. And that's what people don't always know or understand or get. You think you're sending the kid to foster care?
You know, I think sometimes Hollywood does that to us, right? So you see this Hollywood idea of someone being abducted, and it's the grooming process is so much more smoother than that for the main part. You don't always just have an abduction. Sometimes that happens for, you know, a little child, but with our teens in foster care, you know, the grooming process happens and they start befriending them and thinking this is no big deal. And then before they know it, they're sex trafficked.
Right. You know, a lot of missing persons we're looking for may have been sex trafficked.
Yes.
We're getting a lot of that with FBI.
Yeah. The 85% that I'm talking about comes from NCMEC, which is the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children. And they put out a percentage that 85% of the children that they have saved from sex trafficking were one time in child welfare, which is foster care. And that's a national statistic.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But they're putting things out like, okay, if there's any trafficking in foster care, it's because they ran away or they've aged out. And they're blaming it on the kids. They've aged out. They don't have anything else to do. I mean, they don't have family anymore. And now they've been trafficked.
But, you know, one of the things you have to ask, too, Regina, is why are they running away? So
in
some of the research will tell you, and some of the organizations I've been involved with, is that with informal research, that they're running away because they're being abused. I mean, a lot of times within foster care. So they're tired of their situation, possibly, but a lot of times they're running away because they're being abused within the home, and then they end up on the streets and they're not being looked for. And the 2014 Sex Trafficking Prevention and Normalcy Act changed that. So now our law enforcement, as well as NCMEC, the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children, have to be contacted when a child in foster care runs away. Prior to 2014, they didn't. You would think that statistic would go down because the laws changed, but actually there was no keeping record of it. So there was no keeping record of how many kids in foster care were running away prior to this federal act that was passed.
Right. And just like what you said earlier, the foster parents are trafficking them.
Yeah.
They don't talk about that. Okay. You're not talking about that.
Well, if you think about it, so here's the thing. If you think about it, children in foster care, you either have reunification or the parents' rights are terminated. And so when parents' rights are terminated, they are supposed to look for what they call kinship care, you know, next of kin, but that doesn't always happen. So when you take away parents' rights, they're terminated. That child has no family representing them. And children can literally get lost in the system because you don't have any family looking for them. And right. So there's no telling. And so then what can happen? Almost anything can happen, because then you have a state agency, which is the only contact for this child. And so you're just hoping that everything goes right. You're hoping that that child is represented and has a guardian ad litem, or, you know, a CASA worker, or, you know, someone that's also representing them, but they fall through the cracks. And yes, the sex trafficking happens.
This is what I'm upset about, because when you're taking these kids away from these families, the thing is, you're putting them in a worse place, because some of the people you're taking them away from are not as bad as the people you're giving them to. You're giving them to.
Yes, that happens. That unfortunately happens. And, you know, I know some states, our state, I don't know if you want us to mention our state or not, but several years ago, there were child deaths. And so there should
mention,
not be.
You can mention the state. I mean, people.
Yeah. So, you know, in the state of Texas, there right. were several and years ago, there was like right. 12 children that had died. And so they had, you know, an open hearing about why that happened. And some of them drowned, you know, and that means they're not being, you know, watched. Some of them were ill. Unfortunately, there are suicides, but some of them had been killed at the hand of foster care parents, mm-hmm. or that the child had been placed back and it was a family member that killed them. So there was an array of instances, but yeah, they have died at the hands of foster parents, and that should never happen. Not even right. once. There should never be a case where that happens.
Now I want to talk about the Supreme Court. While we're talking about family and women and rights and things like that, Vivian, I got to talk about the Supreme Court, you know, has officially overturned Roe versus Wade.
Okay, yes.
Directly attacking a woman's right to make her own health care decisions. Now, I'm getting ready to say what I think about that, but I want you to say something first, Vivian, because you're going to be the polite one.
Well, here's what we have to know, right? So SCOTUS, our Supreme Court, are federal. So what they did is they said, this is not a federal's case. This should be given back to states. So it's called states' rights. So the states now will make the determination on their abortion laws within their state. So the federal government has pulled themselves out of the equation, if that's the way you want to put it. So, and we know that some states are a lot more strict. They're, you know, a lot more Republican, you know. Exactly. I don't really want to get into all of the politics of it,
exactly.
but
yeah. exactly.
we know in Texas that there was already something recently passed prior to this. And mm-hmm. so, you know, the news reports are coming out of states now making changes. And so now the states have control.
Mm-hmm. Right. It is about the states, but we're going to be clear with some of the states are Republicans. Okay. Mm-hmm. Like I said, we're not trying to politicize any of this. The abortion and the ban should not have been politicized. No. This is what I think. I think the Republicans wanted this for the sex traffickers. No children, no trafficking. And there are a lot of people with money who are traffickers. Now, I'm just saying, if you ban abortion, you see, you can't get the children to traffic.
You know,
and I'm just saying.
You know, you and I talked about this just briefly prior to this podcast. And it just reflects the whole Epstein and Maxwell situation too, right?
Exactly, exactly.
So
it's about the prince too. Prince that was with Epstein.
Right. And so you're looking at that, and even, and this is something different, but I just happened to have been watching something on R. Kelly yesterday. But so you have people in power mm-hmm. and then you have, again, you have kids who are kind of unknown. And I can't tell you the things that I have run across
right.
Of a lot of people may think it's conspiracy theories, but of kids in facilities or, you know, people knowing that they're in foster care. And so they're targeted.
Right.
So they're targeted. And one of the things I want to think before I forget this is one thing that I thought of when these laws are passed. And that's how many more children are going to be put into an already burdened child welfare system.
Right.
And it's exactly what you said. It's going to be, it's going to have, I don't want to think that's true. Honestly, Regina, I don't want to think that's true. No, I don't want to think that people are passing laws purposely so that we'll have more vulnerable children at their hands.
You said you were articulate when you said that and you were being polite.
Well, and
that's
But that's exactly it.
You know?
Yeah. But then you have things like Epstein and Maxwell who have what relationships with very powerful people, mm-hmm. you know, politicians, royal family, mm-hmm. presidents. And it's
sickening. Presidents. Let me tell you, and I'm going to say this because, you know, these people we're talking about, they try to fool you. Okay. The nonprofits they create for human trafficking support are the ones who are trafficking. I'm just saying, okay, they use a cover. So be careful if you're listening. Now, Trump put those three people into as a justice because, you know, he has a nonprofit. He's talking about helping with trafficking and everything. He's one of the main ones that speak about this. Now, I'm just saying, he's speaking about it and they created a charity, but I don't think the charity is doing what they say it's doing. Okay, like I said, it's a cover.
Yeah.
And Vivian said it the most polite. The polite way as possible, the way she said it was, you know, but it's true.
Right. I try to be polite. You know, that's the whole professionalism of it. But
right.
Yeah, but it's very upsetting. Catch me on a bad day when and I have a lot of things to say whenever there's, you know, a new news report of something that came out. And, you know, I do want to plug this, though. And I know it's 2022, but if you think about the 2014 Sex Prevention Act, prior to that, there were no Amber Alert for care.
Right.
Let that sink in. So knowing that they really didn't have representation, that even if they were missing or they ran away, then nobody looked for them. Right. I mean, let that sink in. That mm-hmm. that's horrible. And so if you have that and then you're changing laws, then there has to be some oversight. There has to be some more specifics. With every action, there's an adverse action. And we'll see what happens. So with this action of this change of the SCOTUS passing this down to the states, we'll see what adverse action happens from that.
Right.
I predict our child welfare population is going to grow.
Right. It will.
Yeah.
It will. I mean, how are you not thinking about that when you ban Roe versus Wade and, I mean, you know, with abortions? And what's going to happen to those families to those women who have to have those babies, even in incest or being raped?
Mm-hmm.
And then the systems that we have now that's in play are not even helping, you know, with Planned Parenthood and things like that.
They're
not helping. So, okay, but you're going to be doing all this stuff. Okay, but what's the second part? What's the plan B? What are you going to do to help these women? And like I said, you don't want to help these women because you want these babies to be free for you to take. And I'm going to just keep saying that.
Well, and I think that they've kind of stuck their foot in their mouth.
Yeah.
You know, I think they've kind of stuck their foot in their mouth because I think there's going to be, a lot of adverse action because of this ruling. And
right.
And if you have more kids in foster care, you have more access to kids, but you also are they going to have programs? Are the states now going to be willing to invest the money mm-hmm. that it's going to take to cover this?
All right. So I would like to thank the audience for listening and Dr. Vivian Dorsett for helping us with this mess.
Hey, anytime. You know, it's a hot topic I love to talk about.
Yeah, it's a hot topic. We're not through talking about this. This is ongoing. Okay.
Oh,
this
yeah.
is like an ongoing investigation, you know, so check back with us for the next
stay episode. Tuned.
Yeah, you have to stay tuned. We like those really, really hot topics. We're going to be the hot topics that sizzle. We want people. Okay.
All right. Now. Thanks. Sounds good.
Thank you.
All right. Let's do this again.
Okay. We will. Thank you, Vivian.
All right. Bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
Funded mainly through advertisement and donations, FPI Unsolved is an independent production of FPI Justice for Victims' Families. A 501c3 nonprofit, FPI Unsolved is hosted, directed, and executive produced by Regina Romaine. Follow FPI Unsolved on Apple Podcast, Amazon Music, Spotify, and all other podcast platforms. Our website can be found at fpijustice.org. To find us on Facebook and TikTok, search FPI and FPI Justice.